This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado hospitals continue to be in a precarious spot with COVID-19 hospitalizations hitting the largest number since January 1st. ICUs are full in northern Colorado as the state is in the midst of a fifth wave of the pandemic. And more people are also seeking care for other things like heart attacks and strokes. Dr. Diana Breyer is a pulmonary critical care physician with UC Health.
This time, I don't have worries about us running out of ventilators. I worry about our staff. You know, we are going into this with less staff than we had the last time. Some people have left medicine.
The state's seven-day positivity rate, a gauge of transmission, is at 7.45%, still well above the key threshold of 5%. Snow season is closer by a few inches at several Colorado ski resorts. CPR's Paolo Jalsiter reports.
Arapahoe Basin, Keystone Resort, and Loveland Ski Area all turned on their snowmaking machines this weekend in preparation for opening day. An early winter storm brought several inches of snow to Front Range Resorts, which will act as a foundation for the machines. The three ski areas usually race to open up first, with all of them hoping to do so by the end of this month. Last year, Keystone was the winner, opening on November 6. I'm Paolo Shasta, CPR News.
There's fire danger for parts of the state today. It's going to be windy around Colorado Springs and Pueblo through this afternoon. Lightning could set off fires on the eastern plains. There are red flag warnings into this evening for southern and southeastern Colorado. Elsewhere, there's rain in the west and snow in the mountains, the heaviest snow north of Interstate 70 tonight. Metro Denver has highs today in the 60s, dropping into the 50s around the metro area by the end of the week. This is CPR News and KRCC.